This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. One in the books, still two to go. The Usual Suspects on a Monday here on ESPN 97.5. The sports mappers are going to join us in about 60 minutes at the top of the hour as we will simulcast from 3 to 4, and then the Blitz will do the same from 4 to 7. We appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride on a Monday fun day full of a Texans win. Lots of football to get to, and of course along the way we'll get to some round ball and some maybe some baseball, but more importantly, in terms of the round ball, the Rockets got their defensive coordinator back today, and that's something that we will address at some point and get into because that is huge. I've been telling you guys all along, yeah, we can go back and forth about players that are there, players that have come and gone, but the most important thing is they got the guy that is the architect of what was some pretty serious defense that kind of put that team at a upper echelon in the league, and getting him back hopefully will have that same kind of significance as it's had over the past three seasons. So with that said,
Big get for them to get him back, for sure.
And I got to be honest with you, in looking at that move and what we had all talked about with that, I believe that that was one of those situations where the owner kind of stepped in and said, look, fellas, it's just not getting done. And I know everybody said be patient, it's early in the season. But I think Tillman opened up the checkbook and got involved and said, hey, Jeff, what's it going to take to come back? I had mentioned he's not making D'Antoni money, so to kind of take the hassle on of someone he's had experience with in the past of Carmelo Anthony, D'Antoni, it makes sense because as a head coach making a good salary, it's going to be worth it to him. But for a guy like Bezdelic, who, you know, wasn't making nearly that and knew what kind of headache it was going to be to try and get Melo to play defense, it was an undertaking he wasn't up for, but I'm glad that they went out and made this move. I don't care how they got it done. I think that here's a guy that the players listen to, they respect, so they buy into whatever he wants them to do on the defensive end, and you're going to see this defense improve regardless of the roster based on the guys that are willing to do what it takes to get stops.
They are currently tied with the Pistons for scoring allowed at 17. How much better do you think that he makes them? Because here's the problem. He's a damn good defensive coordinator. He's a damn good defensive coach. There's no denying that. And he is going to make this defense better than what it is right now. But how much better? Are they going to be top six again? Are they going to be up there with Toronto and Milwaukee giving up 106 a game? Because the problem is, no matter how good Jeff Bezdelic is, he doesn't have the defensive talent that he had last year overall.
I would consider this, not to take a page out of the Sixers book, I would consider this as a process. I think this process is, now we got our guy back. Now, I fully expect that he's going to be reporting back to not only the head coach and the general manager, but I'm sure he'll have conversations with the owner as well. And he's going to say, hey, listen, in order for me to get this team back to where we were a year ago, or at least close to it, because we know the league has changed, we know scoring is way up, defense is way down as an entire league, he's going to talk about the personnel as well. And I'm sure he's going to be quick to mention the fact that I don't expect, you know, Daryl to go get me another Trevor Ariza and Luke Mbamute, but I do expect him to be open to the fact of going out and getting a player or two that can at least play better defense than Michael Carter-Williams and some of those guys. I think James Ennis, when he settles in, is going to be good.
Okay.
Because I think he's athletic. He's got a long wingspan. He's got some jump. He's got some hops. I think he's going to be just fine. I think it's the other guys that they brought in that really don't fit the mold of what this system is and what this team expects that may have to be tinkered with, and that's where I think Daryl is going to have to earn his money again.
Now, I'll say this. If you added Butler and get Bezdelic back,
you already are immensely better. Yeah. And
I'll
tell you the name that I threw out there last week, and I'm dead serious about this, is Kyle Korver. Mm-hmm. I think Kyle Korver, because people asleep on his size.
Yep.
He's a bigger guy. He's a stronger guy. He's not slow per se. He's not lickety-split quick, but he can get it done defensively. But, boy, what he does to upgrade your offense and your overall system, running on both ends, I think he'd be a perfect fit for the Rockets. And that's, if you can't go as high of a price tag as Jimmy Butler, at least start adding the pieces that can play the roles that you need and find necessary to kind of get back in stride to where you were a year ago.
Yeah. We'll see.
So that'll be fun. They're on the court again tonight. Early start time in Indianapolis against Victor Oladipo and the Pacers. Pacers are off to a good start early on. Victor Oladipo getting more and more kudos as one of the top two-way players in this league. He's impressed me. I did not think that he was going to be able to shoot the ball coming into this league, but he continues to get better and better. So the Rockets are going to have their hands full. Good news is they took care of business against Brooklyn and Chicago, which at the start of the season you should have said there was going to be no problem. But based on how they got off to that start the season, you were like, boy, we talked about it on Friday. Let's hope that we're not talking on Monday about a team that's wallowing in the depths of losses to teams like that. But they can keep the road trip going on a positive note with a good win tonight if they can beat the Pacers.
Yeah, still, though, they've got a lot of ground to make up. They're amongst a bunch of teams that are struggling right now, including how are you still not better than the Lakers as bad as the Lakers have looked? That's pretty bad when you consider.
Did you see what happened last night?
Only the Suns and the Mavs are worse than the Rockets right now in the standings. I don't care. I mean, I know they won two in a row. That's still the fact that they won two in a row.
You and I are the reality check that a lot of purple and gold lovers can't seem to get their hands around, which is that this isn't going to be a Western Conference Finals team as it sits. This isn't going to be a team that is going to do as much as most people are expecting this season. But at the same time, this shouldn't be a team that takes on a Toronto Raptors club last night without Kawhi Leonard and goes down 25 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Get absolutely slapped around the floor. That's an issue. Kyle Lowry had 9 assists in the first quarter.
That's unbelievable.
Serge Ibaka made his first 14 shots. What are you – talk about the Rockets' defense. What are the Lakers doing defensively? Now, Tyson Chandler was bought out by the Suns, and everybody's like, well, there he goes. He's going right to the Lakers. He said he's going. That helps them a ton. Nah, it really doesn't.
Yeah,
if this was Tyson Chandler in his prime, maybe. But maybe you get a more intelligent JaVale McGee. I don't know how else to put it.
Currently sitting at 27th out of 30 in the NBA as far as points allowed. Not a good defensive team, not scoring a lot. I mean, at least their plus-minus ratio is kind of close. Better than the Rockets is, but still, this is a team that, as bad as they are defensively, how in the hell are they still carrying a better record than the Rockets? That's what's
amazing.
Because
of how bad a start they got off to, the good news is it's early enough in the season that you can dig yourself out of that hole. But also, I think this is where I keep saying, Daryl's got enough time, but he's got to start looking at the fact that this roster isn't up to speed. And I know people were getting their ass chapped because of what I was tweeting earlier today about the Golden State Warriors. It wasn't for my love of the Warriors. It was to let you know when I make the reference of, hey, you guys are all saying, hey, it's early in the season. Don't get, you know, too worked up about the way they're playing. Well, when your barometer is the Golden State Warriors and they're playing like they're playing, you kind of have to take notice of the fact that this team is putting it all together and they're doing it in such a way that they've won 7 in a row. They're averaging 130 points per game. They're shooting 53% overall, 44% from three, 79% from the free throw line. Curry averaging 33 a game, and Thompson and Green and KD. And you're like, okay, they could have taken a step back just by getting kind of complacency setting in and you know, and getting tired of the same old regular season regimen. They're kicking ass. The Rockets have to take note of that because they can't fall too far behind.
Well, I mean, they're already 5 behind.
That's I was going to say, last year you got the number one seed, and you could see how important home court was. Yeah. I don't think you're getting that this year.
No. No, so, they've got a lot of ground to make up. Fortunately, though, they're kind of all bunched together. I mean, when you think about, yeah, they're 5 back, but the 5 seed is 3 back.
So it's
way too early to be panicking if you're the Rockets, though I'm glad that they're making moves to not get too far out.
The biggest thing, Barry, is – you understand you're not going to catch the Warriors,
yeah,
but you do want to make sure that you have home court against everybody else.
Right.
That's the most important thing because you don't want to have to go to Utah for a Game 7.
No, you don't want to have to go to Denver.
Portland for a big game when you know how big that fan base is and how they support that team in that arena.
Yeah.
There's some really tough road games. You don't want to be involved in a deciding series clinching game where you got to win the decisive game at their place.
Yep.
So that's stuff you got to watch when you watch the Rockets. If you want to talk about the Rockets, of course, the phone lines are open, and we are available on Twitter and text, and we have plenty more to get to. But 713-780-3776, that's the HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. It is the usual suspects, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the big show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We're at Buku, 5600 Richmond Avenue. You should be here, too. Lots of great people enjoying unbelievable food and daiquiris and the environment and just hanging out. Good Cajun food. I mean, great Cajun food. I mean, it is out of this world. You and I sampling it during the commercial breaks. I only regret the fact that we have to talk to the people sometimes because
that's what I'm saying.
You
got to
put the food down. Yeah.
I think I'm just going to let you talk. You got this is your segment. I'm going
to
eat.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll continue to go. If you guys have jokes for Barry, by the way, as I talk and Barry eats, just submit your jokes to @BarryIsFunny.
Yeah. Do that so I can block you on Twitter. Somebody said the Titans are going to blow the ratings out of the roof.
Well, the roof is the ceiling, Barry.
I don't see that happening. Are you even going to watch the game tonight? Are you
I'm
interested?
Kind of intrigued by it.
Why?
I am. Because, one, I think that Tennessee, I believe, are not what a lot of people thought they were going to be at the start of the year. But this is their game if they're going to at least stay relevant that I feel like they really need to win. And I really want to see which Dallas Cowboys team steps up. Is it going to be where Dak is the guy, at least shows signs of being the guy he was in the past? Is Cooper going to have a role and is he going to prove that he can give them a go-to receiver? All these different things being said, it makes it at least somewhat interesting football as opposed to like a Raiders Niners.
Yeah, you're really into these 2, 3, and 4 teams going head-to-head.
Not really into it, but you asked me if I'm going to watch. Well, I'll watch the Rockets and I'll flip back and forth, but I do want to see how these teams perform to get a gauge on what they're going to be the rest of the year.
I can't tell you that I'm going to watch the whole game,
honest.
Actually, at 9 o'clock, I'm going to record a podcast show thing. I got to get the name of it.
Gardening?
No. It's a sports thing. I need to give them a shout-out. I'll have all that info
cheating
tomorrow.
Cheating on us, are you?
Okay. Yeah, well, you know. All just right. Trying to spread the love. I'm trying to grow my brand, Joel.
Okay.
I'm taking notes from Raheel. He's a brand ambassador of Raheel.
Boy, you got that right.
Boy. So I'm trying to grow that brand.
I mean, when you get to a certain point and you can put that brand on, like, things like towels, hats, and T-shirts, when you've really built the brand.
One thing I did – so, like, I'm working – are you a goal setter? Do you set goals?
Sometimes, yeah.
So I thought, you know, I've really got to get my stuff together. So I've started setting goals for 2019 and the rest of this year and this, that, and the other. And one of my goals is I want to record a comedy album. One of them is I'd like to eventually – my goal for next year isn't to necessarily get this, but at one point I would love to have a Netflix special. You're supposed to set your goals high and try to get to them, right? Mm-hmm. One of my goals, this is as stupid as it sounds, is to do a show in Beaumont, one that I put on. I know we have a lot of listeners in Beaumont. They're always asking me about comedy. They don't get a lot of comedy out there. So one of the things I thought was I want to do – like I want to have a show where I book it, I get the venue – people come out and enjoy comedy for a night. So that's one of my goals for 2019.
I definitely think that's doable, and I think that the bigger thing about all of that is what you mentioned, and we talk about it all the time, the love that we get from the Golden Triangle.
Man.
I mean, the way that people come out when we go to Luke's, when we see the text messages and the tweets that come in from the 409.
No doubt.
I don't think that there's any doubt you can not only pull that off, but it'll be a huge success because I know the people will come out in droves to support it. That's what's fantastic about the Suspects. They're all over the place. And we have said if the ratings that we know are outdated and now the things you've heard us talk about, but if the ratings included the Golden Triangle, y'all would put us, like, through the roof.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's one of the I have a ton of other goals that no one cares about. But that was one of my goals is I want to do a show in Beaumont where I headline, I bring some other comedians with me, people can buy tickets and come out. Now, don't be trying to get free tickets from me, jerks.
Oh,
but it'll be a good
show.
That's
going to happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But at the same time.
It'll be a good show.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Promise.
All right. And you're here today and tomorrow.
I am.
And then you are on the road. Is this the big one? Is this the
– No, this is me going to New Mexico. That's why I can't do the show Wednesday, Thursday, Friday because there's no ESPN.
But this isn't Gilbert.
No, Gilbert Gottfried is the following week. I'll be in El Paso.
Okay.
I'm trying to reach out to the ESPN affiliate there so I can certainly do the show. Via remote, as Palillo would say.
There you go.
So we got this text. Well, actually, it was a tweet. My fault. I want to give the proper love. TJ, who is H-Town Blue on Twitter, had a question for you. Are you still unimpressed with Michigan?
TJ's a huge Wolverine, and I get it. Look, I'm more unimpressed with
apparently
the Buckeyes.
You said you were unimpressed with
Michigan. I just said,
and I still,
I didn't see the Penn State game, but McSorley's been dinged up. It's not the same caliber of Penn State team. So I'm not ready to look, TJ, bottom line for me is if they come out and they put an ass-whooping on the Buckeyes, like not only could they, but they should if they are the team that you believe them to be, I will be fully impressed and I will give them all the props in the world. But I scoffed at people that put them in their Final Four at the start of the season. I still can't see myself putting them in the Final Four at this point in the season. But if they go and take Ohio State to the woodshed.
Is that the badger in you that won't allow that to happen?
Well, it's part of it. I'm not going to lie. I mean, if you want me to be brutally honest,
okay.
Sure, there's part of it. But yeah. I don't hate the Wolverines like I hate the Buckeyes.
Okay.
I hate Jim Harbaugh.
I tell you what, though, man. Right now, their only loss is to Notre Dame.
Yep. By seven, right?
Yeah, who will probably end up third in the playoff rankings. And if that ends up being their only loss, I don't see how you deny that.
If they win out, they are in, especially with as bad as Ohio State looked a week ago when you and I both thought if there's a team that could sneak back in and the schedule kind of sets itself up for them to do so, that would be the team. Not anymore.
Boy,
I took the hit in our office pool too because I thought, oh, my God, 18 points. The Buckeyes should roll over Nebraska. The fact that they were down 6 or 7 going into the fourth quarter, that's embarrassing.
Oh, that was your pick, Ohio State?
Oh, yeah. I was 1-1 this weekend, and I took it in the shorts thanks to Buckeye. Now I hate the Buckeyes and Urban Meyer and the whole thing even more.
I went 1-1-1, so I had Aggie and taken the 4 points, so that was a push because they lost by 4.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, and then I had the Chiefs given the 8.5, which wasn't even close. I would have given 14. Like Chiefs versus the Browns. So I did okay, finally, after terrible weeks, back to back to back to back.
Did you see?
Who's your four? What is the playoff committee gonna?
Well, the first three are no brainers to me.
Yeah,
I mean,
so is Michigan gonna be your four?
And I think if they win out, Michigan will be the fourth.
No, I'm saying this Tuesday, tomorrow when the playoff committee.
Yeah, definitely Michigan will be your fourth.
All right, because last week they had LSU up there, so it was. Bama, Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame. Obviously, LSU losing hurts them. They lose to Bama, which it shouldn't hurt as much, but it still does. Now you're a two-loss team,
yep.
So that's gonna be a little more difficult for you. But yeah, I think it's Bama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan as your top four.
Agreed.
With Georgia and Oklahoma on the outside looking in.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And you know what? And Oklahoma showing signs
Oklahoma
of putting it together
a little bit. But
Kyler Murray,
looks
like a guy that's going to be right there behind Tua for the Heisman. Georgia, okay.
I mean, that was a good win for them against Kentucky. It's funny when you think that it's hard to believe there's a good win against Kentucky.
I was just going
to say,
Kentucky
was a good football team this year. They managed to crack the top 10. Oklahoma gave up 46 to Tech. Now, it is the Big 12, so, of course, that's going to happen on occasion. But there, we're going to find out what Oklahoma has left when they face West Virginia in a couple of weeks on November 23rd. That'll be their next a ranked opponent that they'll face. They've got Bedlam coming up next. Don't sleep on that now.
Nope.
That Bedlam series is always difficult for both teams. That is a game Oklahoma could lose.
Without question. You're right. And the thing is, I just don't get why people are so intensely dialed into this show every Tuesday night. And the fact
they
spend an hour.
I'm not watching.
Because it just doesn't matter. You know, it would matter if we were, you know, a week or two from the playoffs. Then you could be like, hey, man, it's big. You know, who are they going to slide in there? Someone on teetering on the edge. No, this is the second week they just did it, and they're going to go for an hour. So here's a tip. You can record it, Barry, not tape it. You can record it and just tune into the last 5 minutes. Go back and watch, like, the last 5 minutes. No one cares for the in-depth preview of the team that's going to be in the fourth position in week two with the playoffs so far away.
I don't watch any of it. I just get online on a Wednesday morning and look at it.
But I'm talking to these people that are so dialed into it and so intensely focused on college football. Find a hobby.
Yeah.
I don't know, ping pong, books, do video games, do something. But realize if you're spending an hour of your broadcasting viewing pleasure at night watching that college football show – you need to kind of upgrade the things you do outside of work.
So your Packers are getting some love and some hate. Well, you and your Packers are getting some love and some hate on the text line.
Typical.
So your love is, Ernest said, Joel, good evening, buddy. Tell me what does, I don't know why good evening.
I don't either.
It's good afternoon.
what does daylight savings.
What does the Packers need to do, and who do we need to get? We need to get rid of. Thanks. That's Ernest. Go Pack. Go.
They need to punt. Okay. Now I still think that they're gonna. They have Aaron Rodgers, so they'll salvage the season. But I really believe after I thought they had to win one of the games between the Rams and the Patriots, because they didn't. It's going to be an uphill battle with that tie to get in with the other teams playing so well. But I think that the true test, and it's very comparable to what the Texans are doing. They've got a new general manager as well in Brian Gutekunst, and they have put their faith in him to realize that part of trading HaHa Clinton Dix away and doing the things they're doing is they're trying to stockpile money to go deep into free agency to try and finally put a team around Aaron Rodgers so that they can compete, because they don't have it. The only reason why they were in that game last night was because Aaron Rodgers kept them in it.
Yeah.
So it's tough for me to accept that fact, but it's true. I'll try and be as nice as possible. Okay. It's Monday. All of you armchair quarterbacks that want to get on me for taking Green Bay to cover the five last night, that's what I do because that's my team. It makes viewing sports a lot more fun when you're loyal to and have a team like that.
Yeah, that was the other. That was the hate text.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Joel. Packers looked unstoppable last night, right, guys? How'd that plus five go for you, Joel? Which is hilarious because I'd love to see their picks.
And I'd love to see their team and see how loyal they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, you know what? Tough game. I hope it lived up to – talk about Titans fans that were talking about they're blowing the roof off the ratings. That game last night, the hype worked. Because if you saw the early ratings, it was through the roof.
Was it?
But to me, I looked at it and go, if I wasn't a Packer fan or a Patriots fan, was this really worth all the hype? Because it
was all right.
It started out kind of exciting, but it really overall, I was just – I was with you. I was like, meh.
It was an averagely good game, maybe.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
And I don't get my feelings hurt over any of that, because I'm very honest in the fact that they are who they are, and it's not a good thing for this year for the Green Bay Packers. But go on. Press on with that. We cleared up most of the social media offerings.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll continue to roll on. We're at the midway point of the show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can do that via the phone or text message. You can also join us via Twitter, where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at The Producer Nick. And, of course, if you want to join us in person, 5600 Richmond Avenue. We're at Buku, corner of Richmond and Chimney Rock. Stop in to see us, have some great food and beverage, socialize with our beautiful people, the marketing crew. Oh, and Jordan's here, too. So we look forward to seeing you in the second half of the show.
Yeah, you know, earlier I was telling the story about how I spent 30 minutes trying to take out my contacts and then realizing that I don't have contacts. And alcohol will do that to you when you have a little too much. But thank goodness for me, the next morning I was not feeling that alcohol, because I have Thrive Plus in my life, and it makes those nights where you have a little too much to drink and try to take out your contacts for 30 minutes and you don't wear contacts. Boy, that next morning, my Thrive Plus kicked in. I felt so much better. And it can do the same thing for you. Seriously, a couple of drinks and I'm already feeling good. And I know I'm going to pay for it the next day, because I'm not young. I'm in my 40s now. I'm not 20 years old and can't drink like I was 20 years old. So take that Thrive Plus. You'll feel better just like me. It's a vitamin you take when you drink alcohol. You simply take 3 capsules right after your last alcoholic beverage, or right before you go to bed. The trouble is trying to remember it, but I always have a reminder. I just put it right there by the nightstand. Super easy. You take those, you wake up, you feel great. And what it does is it reduces the negative effects on your body and on your liver that alcohol has, those toxic byproducts. Not with Thrive Plus. And look, I'm no scientist, I'm no doctor, but I know it works, and I know I feel a lot better the next day. You may have seen it on Shark Tank when it was on there. They've got 5 PhDs on staff. They've got Ivy League graduates on their team, so they know what they're talking about. And if you don't feel 50% better the next day, the company will give you your money back. It's that simple. So whether you're having 1, 5, 10 drinks, it doesn't matter. Get you some Thrive Plus. And the cool thing is they're a Houston-based company. So if you order today before 4 p.m., you will have your Thrive Plus on your doorstep the very next day. Get that order in today. Get that Thrive Plus tomorrow on your doorstep. To order it, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. Get your order in. Maybe you want to get it on Amazon. You can do that too. Just search for Thrive Plus. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Intergalactic planetary, intergalactic.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show. It's 90 in the books and 90 still to go on The Usual Suspects. We are live 5600 Richmond Avenue at Buku. You should be here too. We keep telling you, if you're jonesing for some good Cajun eats and some daiquiri treats, telling you what, no better place to go because it is top shelf. It is fantastic food and drink. Great atmosphere. Plenty of televisions if you want to watch the game tonight. And we have been here pretty much on a semi-weekly basis to let you know that the more we sample the food, the better it gets.
Dude, if you haven't been out here yet, what on earth are you waiting on? The food is so good. I just had shrimp and rice with some chicken and really enjoyed it.
I did too. Same thing.
Yeah. It's legit good. I wanted to get the gumbo because I had it last time. Oh, it's so good. But they do have a new menu. You got the buy one, get one half off. You've got the buy three platters, get one free. A lot of stuff going on. They got the daiquiri. So come check it out, man. It's legit good.
No doubt about it, and great people here, and they're Saints fans. So, Clarence, you can come on in. You'll be welcome, unlike other establishments. So stop in and see us again. We're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7, so it's all afternoon, all ESPN 97.5 all the time. And so we'd love to see you. And
are you fist bump. Did you vote already?
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Man, are you so last – well, not last year, but during the presidential election, I decided not to vote.
I remember that kind of discussion.
Yeah, and remember Trey came in and convinced me to vote and that I was probably a libertarian and didn't know it and that I should have voted. But I just feel like – so there's some people that will vote straight ticket, right?
Yep.
And that's fine if that's what you choose to do. I just think that's lazy.
It's also rigged, but yeah.
I think
if you look at the Fort Bend County.
Right. I think straight ticket can be lazy. And it's just, it, to me, it's part of a bigger problem. And I don't want to get all preachy, but the problem is if I tell people, listen, I'm not going to vote, they lose their mind.
Oh, yes, they do.
They lose their mind. And my thing is there's nobody that I want to vote for. If I am voting, it's because I'm voting against somebody else, not for somebody. And I feel like that's just as big of a problem. There's nobody that I personally want to vote for. So if there's no one on the ballot that I'm behind 100% and jazzed and energized and excited about, the hell am I going to go vote for?
Well, and it's your choice, right? You choose to do you however you want to. So the bottom line that people don't understand is some people have that opinion. Some people are just dedicated to one of the parties and just believes that that's the only way to go. And if you are, you know, a staunch supporter of that party, then all you're going to do is just it's a public service. You have to do it. You owe somebody something. You owe nobody nothing except for just, you know, it's good if you can go out and vote, because I'll tell you this, though, and I understand it's different during the presidential election. And look, and all these elections matter, and I get that. But good Lord, I will be so happy to put to bed all these commercials.
Man.
Because the mudslinging now just got taken up to a whole new level with today and tomorrow, being election day.
Bombarded.
It's getting sloppier and nastier and below the belt. And it's just, I'm tired of every commercial break on TV, whether it be 90 seconds or 2 minutes, being at least three of the four political ads.
And I'm not gonna name names, but I'm even, like, today I'm on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of rhetoric and half-truths and just out-and-outright misinformation being posted out there. And a couple of people that I'm friends with on Facebook posted this thing about taxes and how in 2015 all these tax hikes got paid and not one single Republican voted for them. And I thought, man, that's crazy. So I went and Googled it. It was completely not true. These taxes that they were talking about were from 2013 and 40 Republicans voted for them. And it's just, that's not the point. The point is do your own research. Do your mm-hmm. don't let a party tell
don't
you what to
think. Don't rely on what's in a commercial, for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. Don't rely on a commercial. Don't let a party tell you what to think. Do your own research. Figure it out on your own. And you know, if you don't want to vote, don't let – that's like when people are like, oh, do you and your wife have kids? No. What? You don't have kids? No, I don't have kids and I don't vote. So don't at me, bro.
If you believe the commercials, you believe that Ted Cruz actually lives in Iowa for the amount of time that he has spent there.
Yeah.
That Beto O'Rourke is a serial drunk driver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can go from – and Lizzie Fletcher and John Culberson are a divorced couple because of the way they go at each other. But
yeah.
It's getting a bit much, and that's why I'm thankful that Election Day is tomorrow. But I did get the early voting out of the way so that
good
I don't have
you.
To do – the polls should be nuts because just based on the overwhelming numbers that have come in terms of early voting, we're seeing numbers like we haven't seen maybe ever.
Yeah.
The lines were like – everywhere, every day, we're like 100 deep at the different polling
stations.
That's
crazy. But that's good, though.
It's a very good thing that if people are passionate and they do really have, you know, either a side or a politician or an issue that's very near and dear to their heart that they're passionate about,
yep,
go for it. That's great.
Yeah, I'm with you. OU Mike said, blank, you're killing me with the wait times. What are you talking about?
Say that to me?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on hold right now. My bad, guys.
Well, get him in and see if he wants to bitch some more.
Oh, yeah.
Holy.
I like
what
how
up,
he
buddy,
thinks
Mike.
You're the only one that controls. Mike, that's a Nick thing, too. It's
and another
me.
Thing.
You blame them.
And another thing.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted everybody, y'all should get out and vote, because I was watching yesterday, they were celebrating in Iran the 40th anniversary of the hostage crisis, and there were Iranians, they were all happy and celebrating and burning flags and saying death to America. And I told my wife, I said, babe, I don't really feel like watching the Democratic campaign rallies. And but this Beto O'Rourke, that guy's got some energy, man. He cannot stand still when he's out talking to people. He's moving around. I mean, I'm not going to vote for him, but I damn sure buy a ShamWow and some OxyClean from him.
You're so stupid.
He gone.
You are so stupid, OU Mike.
OU
you know
Mike
that,
on
right?
a Monday. You know it can only
Boy.
Go downhill from here.
Yeah.
Oh, sound like what? OU Mike.
Yeah, no, that was my microphone.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said, please stop smacking and eating. We're not eating. We're not eating. It's, you know, after you eat, you may have, like,
some stuff in your teeth.
Or, you know, your mouth waters because the food's that good. Like, man, trust me, we're not eating on air. We're not savages, sir and or ma'am.
You know what? We were talking about politics and the ledger and balance. I don't know how anybody's getting any work done at the office today because the brain trust is here. When Brandon and Josh are in the building.
That's true. That's true.
The only thing that kind of balances out is Andreas and Jordan are here. But overall, when these two dudes are present and accounted for, you know, one, the food is good, and two, that the office is in trouble. So I just want to let everybody know that. So it's good to see the fellas here. You should be here, too, at Buku.
By the way, my buddy Eric H. Said, just to FYI, in Brazil, you have to vote. If you don't vote, you are fined.
I thought you were going to say, like, you were punished or something.
Well,
like,
I mean, a fine is a punishment.
Okay.
Could That's you imagine, weird. Like, getting fined if you don't vote, and then you hate all the candidates, but you have to choose one? See, that's the beautiful thing about this country is I have the right to not vote just as much as I have the right to vote.
Well, there's also plenty of countries that says not only will you vote
You're
or
gonna
be punished, but
person.
If you don't vote for this person, the punishment will be possibly not seeing tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Murder your face and
Did
your family.
Did you see, the writer that was living in, like, where was he, Turkey? And the whole mystery of what happened to him, he went to the U.S. or the Saudi Arabian embassy there or something like that.
I did not.
And he never got out. They have video of him going in, don't have video of him coming out. And they have video of these two kind of kill teams that came in on private planes.
What?
Yeah. And they were in the embassy, and they basically took care of him there in the embassy. And then based on the stories that you've read and heard about, that they actually – dismembered him while he was still living.
What?
Yeah, and one of the stories said that the guys actually put on headphones and crank up music and stuff so that they don't have to hear and deal with the sounds being made when they do all this.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, and then they're trying to deny it. And the thing is, getting back to what we were talking about with the country, because they don't want the backlash from the United States, they made his son come in, the guy who was killed, come in and shake hands with the prince or whoever is the leader of the country, videotape it, take pictures, and put it out there like he's all good with this and this regime and everything like that.
That's terrible.
I don't know that you can get any more gutter disgusting than that.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that was pretty awful. So we're going to continue to roll on. We've got lots of stuff to get to and double back on. We talk Texans. We talk some football. Plenty more still to get to. If something on your mind, college or pro football, let us know. The Rockets are playing tonight, so we can get to that as well. And, of course, we always like to take your calls, even OU Mike, although, you know what, we kind of know what we're going to get when we go to OU Mike. So with that said, speaking of the Rockets, they're on the road this week on the East Coast, and they're coming back towards Oklahoma City. They'll be back at Toyota Center the next week. Starting Saturday night, where they play the Indiana Pacers, actually. So you can get tickets for that. But the most important thing that you need to do is just on a daily basis, check Rockets.com. Because Rockets.com is your one-stop shop for everything fun and games going on with your favorite basketball team. The Rockets Run is coming up. It's the 17th annual Rockets Run presented by Children's Memorial Herman Hospital. It's this Saturday. It's at Toyota Center. It's always great because it runs through the city around Toyota Center, finishes right there in and around the building, and you also get a t-shirt. There's a post-race party. You get a ticket to a future Rockets game. You can do a 5K fun run, a 2K walk, or a kids 1K event. Clutch the Bears out there, the Power Dancers. The finish line, as always, is at center court, so you come down the loading dock and finish right there in the middle of the Rockets floor in the Toyota Center. To be a part of it, hit up Rockets.com and check out Rockets Run and register. And also, while you're at it, make sure that you check out all the different ticket packages and options you have to catch some Rockets games in the near future. Again, Pacers are starting off with the action at home again on Saturday night, and they go from there. So Rockets.com, your one-stop shop for everything Houston Rockets.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. It is the second hour of the show as we take you up till 4 o'clock on ESPN 97.5. Sports Mappers will join us at 3. Blitz will join you at 4, take you home till 7. And by the way, Blitz will be here as well as we will. We are here now at Buku, 5600 Richmond Avenue. Come on out. Great food, great drink, great atmosphere. You should be here. The specials abound. Buy one, get one. And also buy three, fourth one free. So lots of stuff going on here at Buku. We love the people. We love the food. And we love them being a part of the show.
Ike said, you know, I'm going to have to come out and try some of that gumbo.
It's good.
Ike, get out here, man. You're going to love it. He says he's going to come in. He's hungry. He's gonna, right after he finishes his car inspection. This is the life that people live. They're just out here in the middle of the day getting their car inspected. Good for you, Ike. Live your best life. Also, Big Aggie Steve said, I wrote my name on the 2016 presidential election ballot. Figured I don't like either one of them. I could vote for myself at least.
Okay. Write-ins do count.
They do.
Can't wait to see your name pop up on the final tallies.
I would just rather not go then. At that point, I'm just like, nah. I mean, that's just as much of a wasted vote, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they say there's no wasted vote. Well, I mean, if you write your name on the ballot, you kind of wasted that vote.
Well, no question about it. Remember, because that was part of that whole discussion that you had with Trey back when you were talking about voting and everything like that, because people were saying that, you know, choosing the way you wanted to vote could end up being a wasted vote, and it's a wasted vote if you don't vote. And everybody, it's just like we always say. I mean, everybody's always got an opinion.
Yeah. Somebody said, Barry, my girlfriend's from Peru, and they fine you $100 if you don't vote. Man, damn that. That's two places I would not live then. Peru and Brazil.
I don't know. The women are pretty attractive in Brazil.
They do got
swimwear optional.
Yeah.
There's some advantages.
Brazilian wax.
You got to weigh that out. Weigh the pros and the cons.
Yes, indeed. Let's see. What else? I'm going to get to. It says, this is a text. I've got to be the most loyal fan who listens to y'all's show.
Okay.
If the Bills keep trotting Peterman out, it's going to be a long rest of the season. That has to be Cody, first of all.
Right.
our resident Bills fan. And, yeah, it's an ugly team right now, Cody. And I'm sorry that you have to go through
that. Did you see the controversy around it with Peterman, though? Because of, and I know that E.J. Manuel was one of the guys that chimed in. And the Florida State contingency started retweeting it. But I know that others have chimed in as well and said, if you're going to tell me that this guy continues to not only have a job, but continues to get starts and game time in the National Football League with the way he has a propensity for throwing interceptions instead of completions, and you're telling me that all these different quarterbacks that either have had experience in the NFL or want future experience in the NFL can't even get a sniff, and we're not even if we don't even mention the name Colin Kaepernick, but he's part of this equation too.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on in Buffalo because of the fact that there has to be better out there than Nathan Peterman?
Well, there's Sam Bradford.
Yeah, and he's out there right now, and it would be interesting to see if they would try and kick the tires on it. Look, Terrell Pryor signed. They went out and got themselves another receiver. Then why don't they go out and get themselves a quarterback that can actually throw to the team wearing the same uniform that he's wearing? Look, we talk about all the things that have happened to the Texans in this winning streak. One of the biggest things that happened was Nathan Peterman, because Nathan Peterman made sure that Jonathan that Joseph helped. Had an INT for a touchdown, turned a tie game into a Texans victory, and basically served it up on a platter. So I completely agree with these people that are being critical of the Bills, going, you know, what exactly are they doing here? And why do they keep pulling this guy's number and saying, go do this for us? When they went out and got Derek Anderson, he hadn't been playing in the league anywhere or doing anything, and he came in off the street and looked better than him.
Yeah, and you're a team that's last in passing, last in scoring, towards the bottom and right. Like, offensively, you're terrible. You're giving up a lot of points, too. You can fix some of that by just adding a quarterback. I mean, just by not being the worst offensive team in the league can do leaps and bounds for you. At this point, though, if you're Buffalo, is it worth it? You're 9 games in. You're not going to turn it around. You're not going to go undefeated over the next 7 games and make the playoffs at 9-7. Is it worth now costing yourself draft picks by adding another quarterback?
At this point, I don't know what the end result is, because you're right. They're not going anywhere this year, and you can be the Raiders. There's just different ways to tank. I mean, you can look like you're trying to at least stay relevant and put a decent product out there, or you can just say, hey, it's our business, not yours, and whether we're making money or not, we'll worry about that, but we're going to go about it in such a way that we get what we want to get to the point where we want to get to in the following years, whether it be draft picks, free agency, salary cap money, whatever. You're right. I don't know if it's an issue to figure out what they have to pay. But you got to believe, just for your fan base's sake and the people that we talk about that live and die with their favorite team, that you at least put a product out there that's competitive. Because right now it's not competitive and it's not even close.
No, it's not. And you have some pieces, right? You've got you're not like, to me, like you look at a team like the Giants, and they might just be a good quarterback away from being really competitive in a division that isn't all that competitive right now. And I mean, the Bills have a little different road, but I feel like that they have talent on the team in some positions. They just have a terrible quarterback.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they address that, I think they'll be fine. Not great, but they're going to need Tom Brady to retire before that matters anyways.
Yeah, because they're in a division where you're playing for a wild card spot, because you're not going to be getting in there as the champs with the Patriots. You're right. But at the same time, look, that's the thing. When you look at what Peterman hasn't done and you looked at the options that have been there,
yeah,
you know, at some point you owe it to your fan base, if not your own organization, to do the right thing. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
And you owe it to yourself to get out to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen and try some of that delicious grub. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. You've heard me tell you over and over again about the food. Why haven't you gone out there and tried it? If you haven't yet, do it. Get out there. First of all, do me a favor. Go to Instagram. Follow them. CNI713. Give them a follow. Check out the food. Take a look at it. Then go try it and let me know what you think. I've had so many listeners get back to me and tell me that they thought I overhyped the food, that there was no way it could be that good. And then once they eat it, they're like, yeah, man, it was that good. And I want you to have that same experience. So get out there and try it. 1901 Taft in Midtown. You can check them out on Instagram and Facebook at CNI713. They've got a full-service bar. They've got a wine list that's awesome. They've got a beer list that's awesome. TVs to watch the games. Trivia on Wednesday nights. So much stuff to do out there, and the food is outstanding. That's the best part. So give them a try. 1901 Taft in Midtown. Have it delivered via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. Make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
97.5.